two transactions. Number one, tight end Richard Quinn was moved to reserve, retired. And then we signed tight end Travis Beckham to keep our roster at the same number count. Any questions?
Have you made any decision about Drew for Friday night yet?
Not yet.
Sean, it looks like it was real spirited, the goal line, probably one of the best, especially on the defensive side, but it seemed like they were playing with a lot of passion.
Well, it was another period that was live. And, you know, it's kind of hard to walk through goal line. Now, it's a segment that typically gets maybe 10 to 15 snaps a year. So our normal installation is always about that second, third week that we put it in. We did get a lot of good looks. We'll look at the tape, and we may have an opportunity to have one more of those drills just like we had today. But overall, it was pretty good.
What did you think about that period?
It's good. I like the intensity. I thought it was very good. I thought, you know, you get a chance when you look at the tape to see the specifics, but I liked that it was competitive. Obviously, there was some disagreement as to the one play.
Well, you're and
that's pretty significant. Well, I think we got to look at the film. But I thought overall I was pleased with the tempo and the way the guys handled it.
Only one, it seemed, clearly got in the end zone. Would you consider that sort of a defensive win today?
Well, we had two segments battling. So you had the first segment battling, then you had the second segment battling. The second segment was crystal clear. The first segment all gets back to that one play as to, you know, typically you start a series in goal line somewhere inside the three, so we'll look at the film. But I thought defensively they played with real good energy.
When you have a guy like Ryan Griffin who quite possibly could be Drew's backup this year, are you interested as a coach to learn what he would do, like just to see what it would be like to start him and see how he, you know, kind of adjusts to that and can handle that situation?
Well, one of the challenges you always have with the quarterbacks is just getting them reps in games, because unlike a lot of positions, you know, there's just only one plan. But both Ryan and Luke have had a lot of work with the ones this past week and a half. And so I think that's helpful. And then most importantly is, you know, when you're evaluating the quarterback in the preseason games, you want to make sure he's getting protection. You know, and sometimes in the second half, there might be a breakdown in protection, and then it really blurs the evaluation of the player because he wasn't able to set his feet. So who's around him, no different than in our starting lineup, is very important.
But you were a quarterback. I mean, you know the mentality of being a starter as opposed to a backup. Is it good to get that experience in that starting role?
Well, that would be an obvious yes. And so that's why we've been rotating him out here in practice. Now, whether he gets work with the ones in this game will be to be determined.
Sean, I wanted to ask about the weather. You had a great run in Jackson without an indoor facility. By my count, it rained twice here in 15 practices. Do you have a secret?
No, I don't. It was twice, and fortunately there was no lightning. And so our plan coming in was to practice if it was raining. If there was lightning, we were going to have to, you know, delay it. This surface gives us flexibility, though, a lot. We could have gone up on the grass fields today, but I think we'd have torn them up just a little bit because they're a little soggy still. But this was kind of the plan. When this was installed, this gives you a lot of flexibility, and then really it's just lightning that keeps you from practicing.
Sean, looking at the kicking competition, both of them were kind of up and down. Well, it pretty much seemed like it's going to go down to the wire, like it being wide open, where they both had their days and their highs and their lows.
Well, it's relative to the decision as to who's our kicker is really early. Today's, what we've tried to do is create some competitive situations just in practice and, you know, assign extra conditioning to the kicker that doesn't win. Shane won today. You know, we'll keep doing that. It's kind of hard to simulate pressure and try to, put them under the spotlight a little bit. And then hopefully we can get a number of those snaps in the games as well.
Do you feel like you accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish up here?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, look, I think we're still in the middle of training camp. It'll continue when we get back. We're still making progress. And are we where we want to be right now? It's hard to tell. You know, we want to see improvement going into this game. I thought the last 2 days have been pretty good practices.
Sean, I'm not sure how the contract is written. Are you for sure going to be back here next year? Would you expect right now?
Oh, absolutely. The next 2 years.
Sean, how extraordinary is it that you and Drew are...
And I think, really, honestly, look, with the experience we've had and the way we've kind of set the schedule, I think that it's written for the next 2 years, but... you know, we'd like to be back here for a lot longer than just that. I mean, the setup is outstanding, and the ability to really kind of stay in an enclosed environment. I think the people here have been great. I think everything about it. We start putting down notes as to maybe changes for next year, and it's less than a page. There isn't a whole lot.
Is an indoor facility part of what you might want to have here, or is
no,
that
no? No, this. Look, I think that. We can work around the Lightning, and that's really only the thing we're talking about. And so I think our schedule is flexible. Certainly with today's training camp rules, our schedule is very flexible because you're really looking at getting one full padded practice in with the second being a walkthrough.
Listen, how extraordinary is it that this is your ninth year with Drew together, and do you think there's another quarterback in the league that could have ever built this kind of relationship with?
Well, I mean, I can't speak on behalf of the second question, and you know, but the continuity of having someone like Drew, of having him as our quarterback, has been significant, not just as a player, but, you know, as a leader, as someone that each week is ready to go. And, you know, it was just last night we were sitting after the rookie show and just talking about the various years leading up to where we're at now. And it kind of goes by pretty quick. Doesn't seem like nine. I know that. But I don't think in our game, players or coaches, you ever take any season for granted or any practice because it's, you know, it's a, I don't want to use the word fragile, but it's a, look, it's a profession that's fleeting. And, you know, he's been a big part, a huge part of us building the success we've been able to enjoy and then hopefully look forward to.
Sean, I don't know how much you paid attention to this, but what are your thoughts on that ice bucket challenge for ALS? I know Drew and Rob Ryan drove it, did it the other day.
I just got challenged, so yeah, I'm kind of aware of it. And so, yeah, I'm scheduled to do it this afternoon.
Who challenged you?
Well, I had two people challenge me, and they both came in yesterday. So, look, it's close to home for us with Steve, and... I think anything to raise awareness, and I would say this, I don't know that any individual has raised more awareness than Steve Gleason with regards to this disease. So I just got to figure out the logistics here and then, you know, who I'm challenging, but that's going to happen this afternoon.
Did you see Steve's video?
I saw his most recent one. He's issued a new challenge, I guess.
It's a good use of the Florida Lee, huh?
The Florida Lee or... the fig leaf, if you will. So, listen, all eyes are on Drew now, I mean, with that challenge. So I will have clothes on for mine.
No slip and slide for you, though?
No slip and slide either. That was pretty clever.
Sean, Richard Quinney just opted to retire. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, he came and saw me. No, not at all. He came and saw me and just felt like, you know, it was time that he didn't want to play. And it was a little bit of a surprise, but that happens at times. He's been 5 years now, and he just didn't want to play anymore.
Have you had that happen a couple times? Players deciding that quickly?
Yeah, that would be not unusual at training camp. You know, look, to compete and to play this game. You know, there's a physical element, but just as importantly, there's a mental element. And if your heart's not in it, it's awfully hard to do this job.